Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
I also want to speak tonight directly to Muslims throughout the world. We respect your faith. It's practiced freely by many millions of Americans and by millions more in countries that America counts as friends. Its teachings are good and peaceful. And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Once again, it is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam. This was first State of the Union address by President George W. Bush after the attack of September 11. In our last program, we talked about many of the lies which President Bush has inserted in this speech. But today, I would like to continue with the answer for his specific point when President Bush told the Muslims in America and all over the world, as he was also addressing the American people, that we, that is George W. Bush, speaking on the behalf of America. President Bush said,
I also want to speak tonight directly to Muslims throughout the world. We respect your faith.
In our last program, I explained that this statement is a very foolish statement. First of all, because Islam is not a faith. Islam is a cult. It is a very ungodly, barbaric cult. And in our last program, we pointed to a few of the verses of the Quran from which we learned that all Christians are infidels. Quran chapter 5 verse 72, Allah in it is telling the Muslims, all the Christians who believe that Jesus Christ, son of Virgin Mary, is God, are infidels. Also, Quran 5:73, Allah told the Muslims that the Christian who believe in the Trinity, that is believing in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, are infidels. As for the Quranic verse which we read in chapter 47 verse 4, Allah commands the Muslims to behead all the Christians, those who believe in these teachings of Christianity. When Allah said, when you meet those who became infidels, strike the necks until you have made a great slaughter among them. That's why I was shocked to hear President George W. Bush speaking highly of Allah, the Quran, Muhammad, and this barbaric cult, the cult of Islam. And today I would like to continue with our study as we look at a few more verses from the Quran from which we know for certain that there is no common sense from the President of the United States of America or anyone to tell the Muslims that we respect your faith. For Islam is not a faith, and the cult of Islam cannot be respected by anyone who has common sense. Let's continue with our study as we look together at the following verse, that is Quran chapter 2, verse 216. And before we even read that verse, I'd like to share with you about a very important statement which has been told by President George W. Bush 13 years ago and by this President Obama, who repeated the same statement many times in the last 6 years. That is the words of George W. Bush, we are not in war with Islam. One of the biggest problems why we are not winning this war is very simple, because we have not acknowledged yet the true name of the enemy. For here is the truth. We're not in war, my dear brothers and sisters, as George W. Bush said, with Osama bin Laden or any specific government who supported Osama bin Laden. We're actually in war with Islam, the religion of Osama bin Laden, and the religion of all these 57 Muslim countries. And until we acknowledge this simple fact that we are in war with Islam, we will never win this war against the terrorization and the jihadi, those who practice the religion of Allah, the cult of Islam. Now, the following verse which we're about to read, Quran chapter 2, verse 216, is simply one of 79 verses throughout the Quran where Allah commands the Muslims to engage in war with us, the infidels. For in Quran chapter 2, verse 216, Allah said, "War is decreed to you, and it is hated by you, and perhaps you may hate something, and it is good for you, and perhaps you love something, and it is evil for you, and Allah knows, and you do not know." These loving Muslims, these peaceful Muslims, their Allah, the God of Muhammad, commands them to engage in war with the infidels, commands them to engage in war with the Americans, commands them to engage in war with anyone and everyone who does not believe in Islam. And what is amazing is that Allah in that verse is telling us that the Muslim believers, those whom He is commanding to engage in war with us, hate to do that. And Allah knows it, but Allah is assuring them by telling these wonderful Muslims, "I know you hate to kill the Christians. I know you hate to kill the Jews. I know you hate to kill the Americans, but perhaps you hate something and it's good for you. And perhaps you love something and it's evil for you. And Allah knows and you do not know." Do you know how many verses like that we have in the Quran? 79 verses, Mr. President. 79 times Allah commands the Muslims to engage in war with infidels, with the Americans, and you call their teaching loving and peaceful? Which verse have you read, Mr. President, in the Quran, which teaches that Islam is a loving or a peaceful religion? I would love to know that verse, because maybe I can change my mind about Islam and the Muslims who believe and willing to die to practice Islam. The great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari gives us a wonderful statement about the Muslim Arabs. And I kind of believe the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari more than any lies can come from any of our politicians. For Al-Tabari said, "Arabs are the most noble people in lineage, the most prominent, and the best in deeds. We are the first to respond to the call of the Prophet. We are Allah's helpers and the viziers of His messenger. We engage in war with people until they believe in Allah. He who believes in Allah and His messenger has protected his life and possessions from us. As for one who disbelieves, we will engage in war with him forever in the cause of Allah. Killing him is a small matter to us." Yes, indeed, America, that's who the Muslims are, and that's who the Arabs are. They are the ones who believed in Allah's messenger Muhammad, and they are the helpers of Allah. Whenever I hear the word Allah's helpers in the Quran, this assures me that Allah cannot be anything else but Satan. For he wants to destroy the Christians and the Jews, but he himself could not do it. So he relies on the Muslims to do it for him. You see, as I have said so many times in the past, I know that Allah cannot harm me, but I know that Muslims can harm me physically. You know why? Because Allah is Satan and he has no power over me. But Allah, who is Satan, has power over his followers, the Muslims, who are willing to kill themselves to take some people out. And that's how they know for sure that they are good Muslims, because they are helping Allah to accomplish His purpose in this world. And that is to kill and to destroy and to steal what is in the hands of the Christians. And Muslims are doing it without even thinking. They truly think they're helping Allah, whom they think is God, but they are in reality helping Satan himself. So Arab Muslim believers are the ones who engage in war with people. That is spelled P-E-O-P-L-E. You can take this word out and put America in. So Muslims are the ones who will engage in war with the Americans. Why? Because Americans are just people. Until the Americans believe in Allah, that's when the war will end, America. When we as a nation submit, surrender to Allah, as the first Arab Bedouins submitted to Muhammad. And listen to me carefully, fellow Americans. You want to protect your lives? You want to protect your families? You want to protect your possessions from the Muslims? There's only one way. It is to submit to Islam, to surrender to Islam. Because the Muslims are here and they will engage in war with us forever in the cause of Allah. And by the way, killing us is a small matter to the Muslims. That's not my words, America. That is the words of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straightwave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Now let me share with you another verse in the Quran where we learn about what Allah commands the Muslim to do. That is Quran chapter 9 verse 14, where Allah said, engage in war with them. Allah will torment them by your hands and put them to shame and give you victory over them and heal the chest of a believing people. Did you hear what Allah said? Four times Allah in that one verse is mentioning the word them. Allah is commanding the Muslims, the believers, to engage in war with them. And Allah is telling the Muslims that I will torment them by your hands. And I will put shame on them. And I, Allah, will give you victory over them. Do you know what Allah meant by the word them, Mr. Bush? Obviously, you never read the Quran, or you will not say the statement which you mentioned in your speech, that you respect Islam. You believe that the Quran is a loving and a peaceful book, and Allah, the God of the Muslims, is the God of the Bible. You said to the Muslims, we respect your religion, without knowing anything about the cult of Islam. And to understand what did Allah mean by the word them in Quran chapter 9 verse 14, we need to tie that verse with the statement which has been given by the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabri, which we read previously. These are the people who did not yet believe in Islam. Remember what Al-Tabri said? We engage in war with people until they believe in Allah. And you can see the commands of Allah similar to that all over the pages of the Quran. We're talking about 79 verses, Mr. President, where Allah commands the Muslims to engage in war with us, the people who do not believe in Islam. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, in Islam, the whole world is contained of two groups of people. The first group are the Muslims. And those are the ones who submit, those who surrender to Allah, those who accepted Muhammad to be the final messenger of Allah. And all the Muslims belong to the House of Peace. And the rest of the people belong to the second group, which is the group of the infidels, those whom Allah commands the Muslims to engage in war with, to eliminate from the face of the earth. For the second group belong to the House of War. And that is what is missing, sadly, from the knowledge of our politician, if it was President George W. Bush or any other leaders. And it's amazing. Allah is telling the Muslims in Quran chapter 9 verse 14, when they engage in war with the infidels, the Christians and the Jews, all Americans, all the people of the earth, those who did not submit to Islam, they will receive healing in their chest. That is the feeling which a man or a woman get when they get even with somebody. For revenge brings joy to the wicked man's heart. That is the work of Satan, my dear friends. Now I'd like to move on with another very important verse in the Quran. That is Quran chapter 9 verse 5. If you don't know much about the Quran, chapter 9 is the final chapter which Muhammad claimed that he received from his angel Jibreel. It is actually the most barbaric chapter in the Quran. It is the most evil and violent chapter in the Quran. And chapter 9 is different than all the rest of the 114 chapters in the Quran. For example, every chapter in the Quran begins with the opening statement in the Arabic language, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In English, in the name of Allah, the merciful, except chapter 9. It is the only chapter where Allah abrogated, canceled, or erased, deleted that opening statement. So if you go to any chapter in the Quran, you always see an opening statement in the name of Allah, the merciful. But in chapter 9, there is no such a thing as Allah is merciful, merciful. But Allah and Muhammad, that is his messenger, are innocent from all the people whom Muhammad made a covenant with. So Muhammad and Allah are telling all the Arabs of the Saudi Arabia Peninsula that we no longer stand with our covenant which we have made with you when Muhammad was weak in the land, when Muhammad was living the early Mecca verses, the soft version, the moderate version of the Quran. Now Muhammad is telling the Muslims, here is the final word of Allah, Quran chapter 9. And in Quran chapter 9 verse 5, we see what Muslim scholars named the verse of the sword. Listen carefully to the word of Allah in Quran chapter 9 verse 5. For Allah there said, so when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captives, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent, that is, convert to Islam, and perform the prayer, and give the legal alms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Here is the final words and commands of Allah. And because of the doctrine of abrogation, now we know how dangerous and how violent that verse is. You see, I can show you in the Quran literally 124 verses where Muslims would love to read to us here in America. And what is so amazing that Muslims who are quoting all these verses, they know that none of these verses are practiced by them anymore. These verses are simply for the early teachings of Muhammad when he was in Mecca. And Allah has abrogated all these 124 verses with this one unique verse, Quran chapter 9. Verse 5. That's why I always tell the Americans everywhere I go, this is the most important verse you need to learn and memorize from the Quran. That is Quran chapter 9 verse 5. That is the verse of the sword. Whenever you travel and you meet with any Muslims, and these wonderful Muslims will quote you any verses of their choice from the Quran, you need to smile and look at their eyes and tell them, I'm sorry, with all respect, you have quoted me a verse which is abrogated by Quran chapter 9 verse 5, the verse of the sword. And what do we learn from 9:5? It's very simple. Allah is telling the Muslims, after the forbidden months are past, and these are the 4 months which there was an agreement among all the Arabs before Muhammad even was born, and in these 4 months, Arabs do not revenge, do not kill each other. It was the 4 peaceful months. But Allah in that verse is telling the Muslims, these last 4 months coming up is the last chance you gave to the infidels, Christian, Jews, and idol worshippers to run for their life. Why? Because after these 4 months have passed, kill the polytheists wherever you find them. This is not a verse about Muslim to defend other Muslims. No, Muslim must go and search for the infidels, for the polytheists, for the Christian or the Jews to kill them. But they're not killing everybody. They're only killing the men who can fight, those who have a mustache and older. Why? Because if you look carefully to the rest of the verse, Allah said, and take them as captives. These are all the women and the children. And the third option, which Allah is giving to the infidels, so if they repent, meaning convert to Islam, and they here is all the infidels, all the polytheists in the rest of the world. So in simple words, my dear brothers and sisters, this verse, Quran chapter 9, verse 5, is giving us the Christians here in America three options. Number one, for our men to be killed. Number two, for our women and our children to be taken as concubines and slaves. Number three, we just all submit to Islam. We all join Islam and become good Muslim. We do our prayer, give our legal alms, and then we will live freely. I do not know about you, but I know for sure that I will never submit to Allah or to the Muslim, for I will never accept Islam. I will never believe in that Muhammad. However, will you give these three options to your grandchildren here in America? Which one of these three options would you like to leave for your grandchildren? That your grandsons be killed and your granddaughters and their children to be taken as captives or slaves? Or that they all be forced into Islam? You need to think about that, America, and make your decision. And to continue with our study of Revealing the Jihad and Terrorism of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.